Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Good morning, Joe.
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me now?
What's that?
Can you hear me?
Now I got you. Hello, Isaiah. Good morning. And nice morning it is.
Yes.
No much fresh snow last night. That was nice. A nice treat to get up and not have to shovel right away. Yeah, but it's beautiful out. Yep.
It was. I didn't have to cancel my gym membership after all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. It looks good out there. Good to be up.
Well, thank you to Devin from Homeport Electronics for fixing our phones right in time for Tradio this morning. So, folks, we're still running Tradio. You can call in for anything to buy, sell, or trade, or any events that are coming up. 907-531-8049.
Remember that number. It's not our regular usual number.
Yes.
Say it again.
907-531-8049.
Right on. I think somebody that hasn't called into Tradio in a while would, if they hear Tradio, all of a sudden will call it, try 308, and they're going to say, not working. So, good. Just remember their number and call in. Where it'll just die in to buy, sell, or trade something.
I'm feeling excited about it, too.
Yeah.
You know, really is a thrill.
The phone's ringing, Isaiah.
I know. I love that sound. I hear it in my dreams sometimes.
Yeah. So you, do you have area that you have to shovel and where you live?
Yeah, well, there's a driveway. And normally I bike to work, which I really, really enjoy. But of late, I haven't been able to because I don't have a set of tires.
Yeah, it's a little rough there.
Yeah, and so I've had to drive to work, which is still fine.
Right.
But, you know, there were some driveway shoveling moments. Although, there was a good Samaritan that I was shoveling who had their ATV with the plow in front.
Yeah.
And they just, like, kind of turned a little into the driveway, pushed some snow off. It was really kind.
I
didn't get their name. It was just like, I'm very grateful for that little act of kindness.
Yes, I also had an ATV with a plow since mine broke down in our neighborhood and did me a favor 2 days, and it was very much appreciated.
Yeah. So we have a caller on line one. You're on the air. Can you hear us?
Good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, I have a Yamaha 2,000-watt generator for sale. I'd like to get $350 for it. It's a little older, but it runs great, works great. I just had to get more power since everything in the world gets plugged in these days. So, well, anyways, my number is 907-518-0229.
518-0229?
Correct.
Okay, as I'm slow on the writing this morning, give me the wattage again.
It's a Yamaha?
Yep.
2,000-watt.
2,000. And you want
$350.
Right on. Got it. Oh, no.
Which is a steal, especially after last night.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, scrambling to see if we had some candles around the house last night. Oh, no.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right on.
All
okay,
right.
You guys have a good day.
Thanks
very much. Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
deal.
Is perhaps one of the most timely Tradio offers we've had.
Yeah, I was thinking that same thing. I couldn't find a candle. It'd be nice to have a generator. But
yeah. All right, now we have another caller on line two. You're on the air.
Hello, this is Nicole McMurrin. Happy day, KFSK friends.
Hi,
Nicole.
Hi. Hey, I am calling about the upcoming winter concert. KFSK has been fabulous and talking about it for some time, and now it's finally upon us. So the concert is Sunday at 4 o'clock in the Lutheran Church Sanctuary, and tomorrow is the last day for folks to reach out to me and let me know if they have an act that they would like to contribute to the performance. Folks who maybe haven't been to the concert before, what we try to do is just create an evening where some of our adult and practiced musicians can actually perform for the community. So it's all different folks from around town who put together songs of the season and share them with you. And the Oxford Caroler Group opens and closes the show, a large group singing old-time Oxford carols. So if anybody would like to join the program, please reach out to me no later than tomorrow at 907-518-4223. Forgot my own number there for a minute. Hardly ever dial it. And for folks who would just like to enjoy the concert, we'll see you 4 p.m. Sunday at the Lutheran Church Sanctuary. Entering down low. We're not going to be using the steps up to the sanctuary this year. We'll use the steps down low.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Nicole. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a happy and safe holiday season. And thanks to just take the opportunity to thank all the borough workers who have really been busting butt for us, and our EMS and volunteer fire department folks. I know folks are working really hard. So thank you very kindly. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Nicole, and I ditto that for sure. They've definitely kept the streets clear in this fiasco of snow.
Yeah, very worthwhile shout out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Take good care, everyone.
Thanks, Nicole. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I noticed that the gigantic snow berm in front of the Tides Inn has been moved.
You have the pleasure of seeing that. I've seen a lot of snow berms on that hill.
Uh-huh.
But when I came to the concert on whatever night it was, afternoon or what, I don't think I've seen it that high. It was almost as tall as
I know.
The building.
I know.
I
was super
there.
Impressed. Well, I was walking by one afternoon, and there was a guy shoveling just, the steps right outside of the Tides Inn, and behind him was this massive snow burn.
Yeah.
And it was just a funny image. I was like, I wish I had my camera on me or something.
They do that. They pile it there, and then when the streets from up here in this area and pile it there, and then usually after a couple of days, they have the time to shovel it, move it out to the harbor.
Yeah. Oh, well, it goes right into the water.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. But there was so much snow, and as they're so busy trying to keep the streets clear,
uh-huh.
they just didn't have that, because that's the secondary move in the berm.
Yeah, of course.
So the berm, built up for several days, and it got huge.
I know.
It's just a tempting snow hill or sled hill for kids.
Yeah.
Until they sled right down into Main Street, and that's it.
But yes.
No, it was pretty impressive, though. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. That's the snow removal tactics here, but that's what they have to do in a tight area downtown.
So, folks, we're still running Tradio.
Yeah, we're not just talking about snow.
Well, I mean, this is the Joe and Isaiah show, I know. we're still running Tradio. You can catch us at 907-531-8049. And again, big shout out to Devrin for fixing up the phones for us.
Yeah, I apologize to Devrin. As I was coming through the door, there was that one spot right out front. I accused him of taking my parking spot because I had to park over. Well, I was here fixing. Oh, geez, Murph. Thank you so much for doing that, Devrin. Yes, it was good.
Joe, sorry. We don't have a parking spot with your name on it.
Yeah, but no, I know you don't. Right? But, what was it? What school wasn't on last week?
There was no school on Monday morning. Is that what you mean?
There was something going on Wednesday maybe, I don't know. Seems like last Wednesday when I came in, the street was clear for some reason.
Hmm.
I don't think there was school.
No, I have no clue.
Oh.
I don't know.
Maybe it was. Anyway, long story short. No,
water under the bridge.
Yeah, it's really. Yeah. People, they got to walk a block around here. It's like, oh my gosh. But you go to Target or anything down in the other world, you park way further away than that just to get to the front door.
No, it's so true. And I think they arrange parking lots in like those big box stores so that it always looks like it's much closer than it is.
I
feel like there's some like psychological technique that you can do with arranging parking spots,
right.
But the nice thing about Petersburg is that's not something you have to think about.
Or you're at the bottom of Hogan and there's three cars in front of you and it's a log jam.
Yeah.
Look at this. Where's you down in the netherworld and there's 30 cars in front of you? You don't seem to mind that.
Do I seem to remember that there was a stoplight?
No.
Maybe that's just a joke that is like waiting to be made. It's like, the stoplight in Petersburg. No. Okay.
I think they talked about it once. No. Mm-hmm. I don't know. In my time here for all the years, I don't know if there ever was even a flashing light there or not. I don't think so.
Hmm. All right. So we have another caller on line one. You're on the air.
Good morning. I have a great Christmas gift for sale. It is a for King Salmon Winter Fishery or salmon fishing any time of the year. It is a combination. It is a 8-foot ugly stick tiger rod, medium action, with a left-hander pen 321 reel, and it's in like brand new condition. It would make a great gift.
Wow. Yeah, that would make a great gift.
That's an 8-foot ugly stick. What was the other definite of what's it?
It's a tiger. They call them tigers. Tiger. They're great for trolling or mooching. They're 8-foot rod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it comes with a 320 pen fishing reel, and I'd like $75 for it.
Right on.
And my name is Robin, and number is 309-338-1111.
Well, that's an easy one.
Yep.
1141. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks,
all right, Robin.
Robin.
Good luck.
And we also are very thankful for all the snow removal that
good.
Everybody's doing.
I think that's the sentiment of everybody. Thanks for saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Thanks. You guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you later.
Right.
Okay. Bye, Robin. All right. And we have another caller on line two. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. David Berg calling.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hi, good morning. Got a message from the volunteer fire department regarding heat tapes. It's getting cold out. Heat tapes are a wonderful thing, but they can be a hazard also. And so you want to make sure that we don't have any accidents with cold weather coming. And so we want to make sure the heat tapes are installed correctly and not wound over themselves. That causes hot spots, could cause the heat tape to actually melt and cause a short circuit. And if it's not wired properly, then that could cause a fire.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely want people to be, maintaining their heat tapes, before you plug them in or shortly after you plug them in, take a gander at them and make sure that they're working properly and installed correctly.
I says good advice.
Oh, okay. I also found that keeping drafts down around your house and frankly snow is probably good for that at this point because snow is up against the base of your house and not drafts are kind of cut down. But drafts are bad, and it's kind of like the wind chill factor. When those drafts come along and the wind starts moving, that's when pipes really get cold and can freeze up. So just want to keep people safe. And also, want to use any kind of an open flame if you're trying to thaw a pipe. use a heat gun, use a hairdryer, use something other than open flame because flames can... catch fire to dry combustibles very easily, and don't want to have any accidents over this cold weather that we've got coming up.
Right. Yeah. Open flames like torches and stuff don't work so good on plastic pipes either.
No, they sure don't.
Dave, in your vast experience of firefighting and all the years, have you ever? A lot of them are inconclusive, I know. Conclusively found that a fire was caused by heat tape?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Definitely, okay.
Yeah, there's lots of evidence out there that heat tapes, especially if they're wound back around themselves.
Yeah.
Like I said, if they're not, if you put them along the pipe or wrap them around the pipe, but if you start to cross over, then those cause hot spots.
Mm-hmm.
And those are really bad for... heat tape,
right,
and can cause them to short out.
Right, and a lot of people put heat tapes under their houses with a conglomeration of extension cords too, so that length and all those can create heat and friction. Can it?
It sure does. Yeah. We've been down to the harbor, numerous times where people use an extension cord and put a mat over it to keep it from. Keep it from being a tripping hazard. Well,
right.
A mat on an extension cord can trap into heat. It can also wear on the extension cord, so then you don't even know that it's a hazard because you can't see it.
Good advice.
And extension cords typically, if they get hot, then the wire is too small and you need a larger gauge, extension cord, or a smaller gauge, I guess you'd call it. You know, people will use a 16 or an 18, very light gauge extension cord.
Yeah.
And you'd be probably need to be using a 12 or larger.
Yeah, good. That is good advice for it. Anything parked, plugged in under your house that's drawing heat.
Yeah.
Those smaller ones, they're just kind of smaller wires. Obviously, it makes sense. More resistance, it's going to heat up.
Yeah, and folks, it's getting really cold over the next few days into next week, too. It's like single digits at night. So
check your heat tapes. Everybody, as of Dave said, it's very sound advice.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dave.
All right.
Thanks, Dave.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye. So, folks, we're obviously running Tradio. Just to remind you, if you're trying to reach us, our number is 907-531-8049. That's 907-531-8049. And we have another caller on line one. You're on the air. Oh, wait, sorry, you're not on the air. Now you're on the air.
Okay, hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. I'm calling in one more time in hopes to find my green coat.
It's still long lost,
and I'm sure it's in town somewhere. So if anyone finds it's a long green wool coat, and it's very special to me. So if you could return it, if you found it, I would love that. This is Aaron Candle.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry to see you haven't found it yet. That's a nice coat on wool. Especially this weather, wool definitely is good in the cold.
I know, yeah. Well, and it's mainly sentimental. We got it on a special trip, so
yeah.
it's a special one. So
how did they get a hold of you?
Yeah, and it's 518-0548.
Aaron, is there a brand?
No, it's an Italian wool coat, but it's just dark green. It's long button up.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know exactly that. Yeah,
I'm reasonably sure that somebody that has a green wool coat at home,
it's pretty distinctive.
Would say I didn't go to the concert with that.
Right.
It was at the play, right? Or the
yeah at the movie showing the movie premiere.
Oh, the movie. Okay. Not the recital.
The side and table. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a good news story about that app just recently.
Yeah.
But
all
I
right,
hope you find
good
your
luck.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Have a great day, everybody. Bye.
All right. And if you are trying to reach us, again, our number is 907-531-8049. Sorry to be like a broken record about it. But, actually, that phrase, it's kind of an antiquated one.
What's that?
To be a broken record. At least for me, it's like, I'm not actually sure I've ever heard a broken record. Because I'm not playing a lot of vinyl.
Hmm. Too young.
Too young.
Yeah.
Too
young. You have a lot of vinyl here you could play if you wanted to.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot, actually. KFSK has this fantastic music library selection.
Oh, yes, they do.
Some of it's more organized than others.
Well, days before, CDs and all that other stuff, when you had just vinyl.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, as opposed to now, Spotify and all these other things?
I mean, there's all these tricks. I've heard people like kind of talk like it's a bit magic. It's like, oh, you need to do a half turn so that when you start playing it, it's time to speed up.
Yeah. Well, you got the turntables.
Yeah,
like
there's turntables
there,
here.
The turntable there. That was the standard. You had to keep flipping records, and that's why they call them a disc jockey.
Oh, DJ, disc jockey. Yes.
Spin the discs.
Spin the discs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a phrase that we still use.
Yeah, right on. But you don't spin Spotify.
No, you don't.
Uh-huh.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
So if you are trying to reach us now, our number is 907-531-8049.
And I say that was a good thing to remind you, because if you haven't called into Tradio in a while, you always tune in. Oh, I have this thing. I haven't called in months. They're going to try 3-8-8, and it's going to say, I'm not getting through.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Anyway, should I do a couple of these? Well, if we don't have another call right now, Isaiah?
It seems pretty quiet in the... On the phone system. So if we want to do a slow rundown, and folks, you can still catch us while we're doing this. Number is 907-531-8049.
Right on. Well, I'll just rattle off a couple of these things. Had some hot items on here that I think I'm going to go read the first one. If anybody was listening, it's probably gone already. It's a Yamaha generator, 2,000 watt, and it only wants $350 for it. So if you were caught in the dark last night, you could have just pulled the cord and plug some lights in, and you had her made. So if you're interested in that Yamaha generator, 2,000 watt, 907-518-0229. Nicole called, and she wanted to put a pitch out for the winter concert at the Lutheran Church this Sunday at 4 p.m., and it's going to the last day to register is either today or tomorrow. We'll give her tomorrow. 907-518-4223 is Nicole, and you can call and say you're interested in putting your act on the stage and letting people listen to the music. And they're saying enter through, if you're going to go to it at Sunday at 4 p.m., don't go up the stairs because they're not going to go through the entry. It is in the sanctuary, but it's going to go through the lower door and walk up the stairs, or there is an elevator too, so it's handicapped accessible. But that's Sunday at 4 p.m. Robin called, and he's got an ugly stick, an 8-foot ugly stick, Tiger, and it also has a left-handed 320 pen reel, and that can be had for $75. And Dave called with a heads up to check your heat tapes. They can be a hazard in this weather if they're not installed correctly, and they're probably going to be needed here in the next couple weeks because it's going to be chilly. And as we're checking your heat tapes, check for drafts under your crawl spaces and stuff there too, because that's what triggers freezing, is the breeze going through. But if you can knock that wind down, you know, if you had to. Most at crawl spaces should be vented anyway, but that's mainly for summer and the moisture. But if you have those, you know, collapsible vents that a lot of people do, some people forget to open them in the summer or close them in the winter. So,
right.
So if you've got vents going around your crawl spaces, go walk around your house and close them at this time of year. And any spaces like your like I do is your skirting comes down to your ground, and the ground here settles, as we know. So over right. the years, you end up with, you know, a gap underneath your skirting between that and the ground. So that's always good to check that and knock down the breezes. In other words, it'll help with any freezing under your house. And Erin called, and she is still searching for her green wool coat. Somebody mistakenly put it on when they left the movie theater. And she would dearly like to have it back. It's a, you know, treasure to her. It's an Italian coat. Anything Italian's a treasure. You know that. I'm just telling you.
Oh, you like know. Your last name.
Yeah, like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, just thought I'd throw that in there. So I hope Erin gets her green wool coat back. And if you have that by accident and you didn't know where to call and don't know where to put it, 907-518-0548. And Erin would greatly appreciate her coat back.
Yeah. So. Well, we have a couple callers in the interim while
Good.
You were.
See?
Okay, caller on line 1, you're on the air. Can you hear us?
Yeah, hey, Joe, Isaiah, Dalton Small.
Hey, Dalton.
Hi, Dalton.
Hey, I'm leaving town on the 27th and be back the 7th, and I'm looking for a house sitter and dog sitter. So if you guys want to give somebody my phone number, that'd be great, 907-518-4265.
Okay.
Hmm. House sitter and dog sitter.
Yeah. You up for it, Joe?
No, I'm not.
We had
Angela's dog for a little bit, and 3 dogs in my house is a little much.
Yes.
I suppose I could go over there and just
sit
with
your
dog
and leave
my
dogs pets.
With Lou.
Yeah.
So I thought you were in search of maybe a quarterback or something like that.
I was in search for a weekly fine for you guys.
I'm sure I'll get one.
All right, on. We'll see you.
See you tonight.
Okay,
yeah.
Good luck.
Thanks, Dalton.
Bye.
All right. And we have another caller on line 2. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Sarah C. calling, and I wanted to just say it again that on Friday, the 19th, it's on Men's Night Out. We're having a wrapping paper event, and Anchor Property is letting us relocate there so we can be right on the mainstream. Between 4 and 8, people can bring their presents, and we'll label them what's inside them so that they don't lose track of what has been wrapped. And also, I wanted to say you could plan ahead, even if it's not your men, you know, maybe you're just a mom with a lot of presents, but it's men's night out. Doesn't matter. You
mm-hmm.
can stop in with your laundry basket full of pictures, excuse me, presents, and we'll wrap them up.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Okay, and that's all they have to say about that, unless you have any questions.
Well, I do have a statement to Sarah. I happened to be checking out at the hardware store yesterday, and there is a PSA on the cash register side as you're looking at it by the machine advertising this, and it still says the Moose Basement. So I just want to, if somebody's sitting there and they're wondering, you know, if they didn't hear this and they read that announcement, they may be looking at the Moose Basement. So just as long as maybe you've got something, signage out there so people aren't going to the Moose Basement, that I just a heads up on that.
Right.
I told them about it, but I don't know if they corrected it.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to go around with a sticker on all of the posters and put those up, but I just, you know, it's that time of year where we're so busy it's impossible.
I know.
But I'm thinking
it's just maybe a sandwich board or something there.
Sandwich. Yes.
That looks at a point here for gift wrapping or something like that, as opposed to people walking in the door to the Moose Basement is closed and they're wondering.
That's
so that would help.
Thank you. And then one other thing I wanted to say was that I was so relieved when I went out the door to get some exercise, and some of the sidewalks are shoveled or someone's used their personal snowblower. And anyway, it's just such a lift. So thank you, everybody, for putting an effort in that. Yeah, it's hard at our house because the snow flies off onto the sidewalk and it can literally crush someone. So we're avoiding our front stoop there.
It'll be nice to get the sidewalks back. I haven't walked the dogs in that direction on Main Street or anywhere since the snow, because it's too dangerous on the highway walking. So I just stay up in my neighborhood.
The other side, there is a trail, so aim towards the water side of our 223 South North.
Yeah, the state again. The state gets there eventually. That's the one of the last things to get scooped up. So
well,
thank you, state.
Thank you, Sarah C.
Okay, I'll let you guys go. Bye.
Okay, bye. We actually have a PSA about that. DOT will be clearing sidewalks from 8th Street to the ferry terminal.
Nice.
And they'll be working around the clock until that's done.
Nice, yeah.
So,
that's
folks, just a heads up, you know, move your car if it needs to be moved so they can get to the sidewalk.
Oh, it's because when they plow that street, you know, there's a lot of stuff on the highway, and they scrape it down to nothing. So the sidewalks get just...
Yeah.
Barraged.
Mm-hmm.
That'd
mm-hmm.
be great. And then that's appreciated too, because that's a lot of walk people do still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have another caller on line 3. You're on the air. Thanks for being patient.
Yes. I wanted to know if anyone had a shock collar for a small dog. I'd like to buy one, borrow it for a month. 518-4220.
4220. And you said it's for a small dog, so it's a smaller size?
Yes, 13 to 15 pounds,
yeah. Yeah, I think most of the shock collars are fairly the same size. But
oh, okay. Thank
but yeah,
you.
They do make Thank tinier you. Ones, I think. I'm not sure. I used to have one for my dogs, but they're beyond shocking.
Old dogs.
Old dogs, yeah. They got immune to it. 518-4220?
Yeah.
Got it. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
But
all right. And it sounds like someone squeezed in at the last moment, and we have another caller on line 1. You're on the air. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Happy holidays.
Hi.
Happy holidays.
This is Paige, and I'm looking for a portable garment rack. If anyone has one they'd like to... I'm interested, and my number is 907-201-0399.
0399.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Paige.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye.
Wow.
All right.
We got some action today.
I know. We are getting some action. People are coming in. So Maybe we should review the ones that
The last ones that just came in. Okay, we ended with the green wool coat for Aaron, and now Dalton called Dalton Small, and he's looking for a house sitter slash dog sitter. And if you're in, did you? I'm going to have to get an update on the time set. I did not write down when he needs this dog sitter. Do you remember?
Oh, man. It was the 27th to the 7th. So 27th of December to the 7th of January. Ooh. But don't take, you know.
Yeah.
I would double check those dates.
Yeah. So if you're interested, if you're any time to that, if you're in that biz and you're not booked up, we think it's the 27th to 7th. Sorry, Dalton, I missed that. But it's 907-518-4265 if you can help Dalton out. Sarah C. called Friday night, which is men's night out. So there'll be some action downtown. There's gift wrapping sponsored by the close-up group. And they would be glad to wrap your presents. It's from 4 to 8. And the gift wrapping is taking place in the Anchor Properties shop there, right on the corner by the Hammer and Weekend parking lot. And we had a caller in search of a shock collar, shock slash training collar. It's called, and it's a smaller dog, and she'd appreciate one. It's 907-518-4220. And Paige called. She's in search of a portable garment rack. If anybody has one hanging around that they want to get rid of, 907-201-0399 is Paige's number.
Cool. And we have another caller on line one.
Keeps coming.
I know. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Good morning. This is Sally from the Sun.
Hi, Sally.
You sleep in, Sally?
You know, we're having bingo. We're having bingo. Snow or more snow. And doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7.
Okay.
This week we're having chili and cornbread, and that's about all I have to say other than stay warm and dry and don't drive too fast and fix your headlights if they're out.
Yeah. Good menu, too, for a cold night.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm coming to work. This is work.
Coming to work
this morning, Sally. You know, this is my work, my Wednesday work.
Am I right?
Yeah, I did notice the sand, again, to the street crews again. The hills are sanded and everything. It's clear. It was nice because when they were in the thick of things, those hills were pretty slippery. They're a little better now, but still drive with caution, as you said.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, I'd like to thank the line crew. Oof. I had bread rising in the oven. It had only been in for about a half an hour, and it needed 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, it was for my nephew Casey, but two plus hours the outage was, and when I pulled my bread out, it was cool, but it was just perfect, and I baked it, and it turned out great. Thanks guys for getting it done in a fast. I don't know where the accident was or where the happening was, but thank you for getting out there and fixing stuff for us.
Yeah, it was a cold night. I was just, you know, we worry about it being carrying on because people without, you know, we had a wood stove, so obviously we were feeling pretty good. But if you have nothing else but something that's generated by electricity, it's going to be cold. But 2 hours wasn't bad.
All right.
Thanks, Sally.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. And then one final caller on line two. You're on the air.
This is Jalen from the Petersburg Indian Association. We're just wanting to get the word out about early voting. First day of early voting will be December 19th, this Friday, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. So,
all right. And where is that, Jalen?
Oh, early voting is in the council chambers of the Hollingstad Paradovich building here up on 12th Street. So if you have any questions about where and when, what time, you can always call PIA at 907-772-3636. So,
okay. Yeah, thanks. And we'll be reading out a PSA about that too.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Jalen.
Thanks.
Yep. Have a great day. Stay safe.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. That was pretty good.
Yeah. So we got those. Those came in. I don't have to run down those.
Yeah, I feel like we just heard them.
Sally with Bingo on Friday and Jalen, early voting's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But folks, if you heard something that you're interested in but you just didn't quite catch the number, you can always give the station a call, and we have these on record, and that is 907-531-8049. And on our website, on kfsk.org, you can actually hear the recording of Tradio. Just kind of,
really?
Yeah.
I can go listen to me again?
Yes, you can, Joe.
That's
yes,
okay. I'll skip that part.
All right. Well, Joe, thank you for coming in. Oh, you
One quick thing. We talked about it when I came in the door, and we're not sure about basketball.
Yeah.
But there is, as long as the weather and Craig can get here, there is girls basketball in the gym, you know, so you don't have to have the radio if you want. And as I understand, we're still up in the air if we're going to be able to broadcast anything.
We're between the phones and
we have some issues,
changes at KFSK. We'll be figuring out if we can broadcast them live, but definitely they'll be here in person for sure.
If the Craig can get here, that's not going to preclude you from getting out to the gymnasium and cheering on our girls and probably have some pep band there and the cheerleaders. So it'll be opening night, always exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for the shout-out, Joe. And thanks for coming in today. To work.
To work. John, notice how I called that work. Some people might scoff at that, but this is my only work day of the week.
All right. And thank you to Julie Hersey for being on the phones, and thank you to Devrin for fixing the phones.
Right on.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Joe.
Later.
Bye.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha 4-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full 4-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday 8 to 5 and Saturday 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com, 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell. On the web at Petersburg.